Protestants, evangelical, and fundamentalist Christians, your pastors have lied to you. They've lied to you about what the Bible says, they've lied to you about the Catholic Church, and they've lied to you about how to get to heaven. Now, to be fair, most of them don't realize they're lying. They, too, have been lied to as well. But some do. For instance, nowhere in the Bible does it say the Bible alone, or that salvation is through faith alone, or once you're saved, you're always saved. It also doesn't say, ask Jesus into your heart, make Jesus your personal Lord and Savior, make a good profession of faith, personal relationship with Jesus, or anything about a pre-tribulation rapture. None of these things are explicitly in the Bible. They have to be teased out of vague scripture passages. Go read the Bible for yourself and see. And none of these things were taught by the early church fathers, which means the early church did not believe them, as you were told. Your pastors tell you that Catholics have unbiblical beliefs. Well, scripture alone is a heresy. At no time before the Reformation in the church's history did anyone develop their doctrine through scripture alone. We didn't even have the Bible as we have it today until the end of the 4th century. What did Christians do for the first 300 years? It's always been scripture, tradition, and the magisterium. It wasn't until the 1500s that Protestants decided to get rid of tradition and authority. But the reality is we can support all of our beliefs through scripture and the early church fathers as well, which means the early church was Catholic, not Protestant, as you've been told. The enemies of God's church will use scare tactics to keep you from looking into the Catholic Church for yourself. They say things like, Catholics worship Mary. The Catholic Church is the Whore of Babylon, spoken of in the book of Revelation. Catholics re-sacrifice Christ, and the Catholic Church sold indulgences. Lies. All lies. But why? Why do they lie about the Catholic Church? Because history proclaims that the Catholic Church was the original church, and all other churches came from it. They know a lot of people will look into history to learn about the early church, and they also know that if you do, you're going to find the Catholic Church. So they create conspiracy theories about Constantine creating the Catholic Church and the real Christians being driven underground. There's no credible evidence to support this. Trust me, I've looked. Look, here's the deal. If you are a Protestant slash evangelical slash fundamentalist Christian, you are a member of the body of Christ, and you might get saved, but it's not guaranteed. The best chance you have to save your soul is to be Catholic. Why? Because it's the sacraments that save us, not salvation rituals and feelings. If you were baptized with water on your head while the person baptizing said, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that's a valid baptism, which is a sacrament created by Christ and given to the Catholic Church. You were baptized into the Catholic Church regardless of where it was done or who did it. And as long as you are not formally guilty of heresy, you are saved. But here's the problem. You can lose your salvation through mortal sin. Mortal sin is a grave sin that you commit with full knowledge that it is a grave sin and having given complete consent. Think adultery, murder, theft, bearing false witness, you know the Ten Commandments. But keep in mind that Jesus said, if you look at a woman with lust in your eye, you are guilty of adultery in your heart. So this would include things such as pornography and the activity that accompanies it. Jesus established the sacrament of confession when he breathed on the apostles and said, whose sins you forgive will be forgiven, and whose sins you retain will be retained. This event is preserved for us in the Gospel of John, chapter 20. And this is how you get mortal sins forgiven. If they are mortal, meaning all three conditions are present, and you don't have perfect contrition, meaning your contrition is not solely for love of God, you can't get them forgiven any other way. And if you don't get them forgiven before you die, you will go to hell. Christians outside of the Catholic Church, other than the Orthodox, don't have this. Even the ones who make a show of it, like the Anglicans and Lutherans, they don't have it because they don't have valid apostolic succession. Their ministers do not have the authority Christ gave the apostles to forgive sins. Only the Catholic and Orthodox churches do. Christ established one church, the Catholic Church, and all the promises given to the church were given to the Catholic Church, not the Protestant churches. And he desires all to be in that church. He gave the church authority, and it is that church and that church alone that he guides to doctrinal truth. He does not guide us individually. That's why Protestants are so divided on doctrine and what is the true meaning of Scripture. And one of those truths given to the Catholic Church through the Holy Spirit is this: Outside of the church, there is no salvation. And the church is the Catholic Church. Now, luckily for Protestants, we are incorporated into the church through baptism, so you are in the church, although imperfectly. However, the church has also said, guided by the Holy Spirit, that since Christ desires that all men be members of the Catholic Church, anyone who knows this, yet refuses to enter or remain, will not be saved. Christ says in the Bible concerning communion, "This is my body and this is my blood." And in John chapter 6, he makes it painfully clear that this is not symbolic language, going so far as to say that unless you eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man, you have no life in you. This means your salvation may depend on it. You can only get the true body and blood of Christ through the Catholic Church and Orthodox churches. None of the Protestant, Evangelical, or Fundamentalist churches have a valid Eucharist, even the ones who proclaim some sort of belief in a real presence. It's not there because they don't have the pedigree. They don't have the priesthood. The priesthood and apostolic succession are required for a valid Eucharist. The priesthood and apostolic succession are only found in the Catholic and Orthodox churches. I'm sorry, but you will not be raptured. The Bible verses that talk about Jesus descending and gathering the elect, or people being caught up in the air, are talking about after the tribulation, the Antichrist, etc. I have two videos on this. Jesus does not come back multiple times. He will not come back before the tribulation and gather the elect so they won't have to suffer. Peter was crucified, Paul was beheaded, James was thrown off a building, and Stephen was stoned. Where was their rapture? Why are you so special that you will not be expected to give your life for Christ like these great men were? The reason this is important is because if the tribulation happens in your lifetime and you see that no one has disappeared and you're going nowhere except prison or the grave, you're going to apostatize. We should be spending this time preparing to be martyrs rather than expecting an easy out. Purgatory is real. If you don't believe me, I have many videos on my channel showing that purgatory is scriptural and was believed by the early church. But not just that, this actually comes from Judaism. To this day, the Jews pray for their dead. Of Jews and Christians, the only people who don't pray for their dead are the Protestants. So what does this mean for you? Well, I personally believe, in spite of all of this, that many Protestants do get saved, thanks to the mercy of God through the Catholic Church somehow. But since these Protestants don't believe in purgatory, they've done nothing to expiate their sins. We don't get to sin and have no consequences. So if they do get saved, they will end up in purgatory. And since Protestants don't pray for their dead, they'll have no one praying for them. So they'll stay there for a long time. But if you become Catholic, not only will you have people praying for you, but you can earn indulgences in this life, so maybe you won't have to spend a lot of time there or perhaps avoid it altogether. Now, you might be saying to yourself, well, I don't have to become Catholic, I can become Orthodox. He keeps saying the Orthodox have all these things as well. Yes, but Christ built the church on Peter. It says so in Matthew 16:18. And the early church fathers, such as Irenaeus, Ignatius of Antioch, and Cyprian of Carthage, testify that the successor of Peter is in Rome and is the head of the church. Cyprian of Carthage said, quote, "If someone does not hold fast to this unity of Peter, can he imagine that he still holds the faith? If he should desert the chair of Peter upon whom the church was built, can he still be confident that he is in the church?" That was in 251 AD, way before Constantine. So no, Constantine did not establish the papacy, Christ did. And he desires all men to be in communion with Peter and his successors. Look, I know I've made a lot of claims here, and I didn't give a whole lot to back it up. I've only given a couple of citations, but this is a 12-minute video. And 12-minute videos are not meant to give an exhaustive treatment. They are meant to get your attention or give quick answers to common questions and objections. If the people I want to see this video do in fact see it, the hope is it will motivate them to look further into this, even if it's just to prove me wrong. Feel free to look at my playlist. I have videos given a more detailed treatment of all the claims I've made in this video. But if you read the Bible, just read it like a book, starting with the New Testament, rather than skipping around trying to tie this verse with that verse. And if you look into actual history, reading the early church fathers, you are going to discover that I'm right and that you need to become Catholic. Until my next video, God bless. If you like what you see, please like and share the video and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are Ricardo Huerta, who wrote, "Your conversion story has me binge-watching your videos. As a cradle Catholic, I want to continue my faith by taking OCIA classes and even join a men's Bible study group. Love your content. God bless." You can also follow us on Facebook. The link for that is also in the description.